finally today, we want to pay tribute to the Mexican singer Juan Gabriel.
Por eso aún estoy en el lugar de siempre.
It's remarkable to see his impact. Tributes from fans around the globe have been pouring in since Juan Gabriel died over the weekend from a heart attack at the age of 66. One fan, a big fan, is our friend, reporter Beto Arcos. So, Beto, you call Juan Gabriel the king of Latin pop music. I know your whole family are huge fans, especially your older brother and sister. You remember listening to Juan Gabriel as a kid with your siblings?
Vividly. I was, 9, 10 years old in my home in Jalapa, Mexico, and he was the soundtrack of my family for years and years. I mean, Juan Gabriel was huge, but not just in my family. I mean, you could hear him around the block on radio stations, and everybody would buy the record. He was huge. When I mean huge, I mean really, really big.
I mean, you're right. Our Latino colleagues in the newsroom were also paying homage to him this weekend, an artist who, after all, had a career that spanned several generations, so not too surprising. What made him, though, this enduring king of Latin pop?
The thing about Juan Gabriel that no one can take away from him is that he managed to write songs that were simple and touched millions. Because, you see, the thing about his appeal is that he was able to reach everyone, and especially working class people, meaning the majority of not just Mexicans, but everyone in the Spanish-speaking world.
Right. Well, as you wrote this weekend, his debut was with a song called No Tengo Dinero, I Have No Money. So a lot of people apparently related to that.
Oh, yeah. And I could relate to that. And my brother could relate to that. I mean, we were, working class family in a small town in Mexico. And all of our friends were like us. So we could easily relate to that. A young singer, and he looked like us, singing songs that we identified with immediately.
Now, Juan Gabriel never married, but he had 4 children. A lot of people assumed he was gay. He never confirmed nor denied it. But whatever he was sexually, it seems he broke down barriers as well as stereotypes of what a typical Mexican macho singer could be, yeah?
He was definitely the first one that would come out on national television, and you could tell he was different. He was, I mean, everybody assumed that he was gay. In fact, in an interview on Univision in 2002, he was asked by one of these TV journalists, so, are you gay? And he says, they say you should not question that which you can see, my son.
Wow.
I mean, it's like, why are you asking this silly question? Can't you see who I am?
Interesting. So I know his last concert was just Friday night in Los Angeles, where you are, and he closed the show with a Spanish version of the tune Have You Ever Seen the Rain by Creedence Clearwater Revival, of course, a track he sings also on a new CD, Quiero Creedence, which is a Spanish tribute album to Creedence. It really feels today like that song takes on this decidedly different meaning.
Absolutely. And not only that, among the dozens of artists and singers, John Fogerty, the man who wrote that song, actually was also paying tribute online about the stature of this major singer from the Spanish-speaking world, Juan Gabriel.
Beto Arcos hosts the weekly podcast, The Cosmic Barrio. Thanks for your memories of Juan Gabriel, Beto. Really appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Cuando veo salir el sol.